Hello, hello, Roush Farm, and thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Mamamoo Gossip Corner, where your latest and greatest about your favorite group of dorks comes from yours truly, DJ Abby. Now, girlies, I know, you've been waiting for this new episode for about, God, it must be like 2 weeks, and I'm sorry. I could sit here and say how sorry I've been, but obviously I haven't been uploading as much as I should be. So, what's been going on with me? No, I don't have a new cat, and it's not the holidays yet, and no, it's not a new boyfriend either. It's college. Freaking college. You know how it is if you're not even in college yet, you're probably still in school, I mean, whatever, but I'm basically in a toxic relationship with my business administration textbook and homework, so yay. I hate it, but just talk about grueling. Anyhow, I pushed that aside, I wrote out a script, and here we are because we are going to talk about what you want to talk about. I recently put out a poll asking you all, what should I talk about? The new mini album or some tea that's been happening on Stan Twitter? And of course, the majority of you said you wanted me to talk about the mini album. So of course, here I am talking about it. I think I actually am going to start putting out more polls in just an effort to kind of give you girlies a little bit about what I plan on talking about. It could be a tea episode, maybe I'll sprinkle in them one there, or I could be talking about something that's more girl group related to Mamamoo. So, what I plan on doing is just that, and then when the polls are in, you know, the results are in, you'll be able to see what is coming next, so you can see if you want to tune in or not. And speaking of tuning in, I recently have looked at all of my stats on all of my episodes, everything that I have ever made, and I just want to say thank you for all of the regulars that tune in, as well as welcoming the new radishes who have decided to come in and witness the absolute crackheadedness of my episodes. Usually it gets more crazier when I have a guest, so I encourage you all to check out those more often. But when it's just me talking, usually I'm more soft-spoken and I'm not yelling or, you know, whatever. So anyways, when I talk about each episode, I have formatted, it's the mini album. So girlies, if you know how I do album reviews or even song reviews, I have a certain format that I use. But with this album, I will not be going over Dinga, because Dinga is not a part of the album. It's more of a solo track, if we're gonna be honest. It's not, you know, so anyways, because this is an album review, or mini album, it's going to be a much more longer review. So, obviously, I have heard that longer episodes do much better, so strap in and let's travel together. To start us off with our five-course meal, we have the hors d'oeuvre, which is the first song, Travel. Now, Travel is a much more beach vacay song. The line distribution is Hwasa with a 37.5%, Solar with a 35.3%, Wean with a 39.8%, and Moonbyul with a 40.9%. Now, of course, if I do get these line distributions wrong, blame it on YouTube, because I researched myself, I also looked at a few videos. Mostly everyone knows that line distributions can be screwed up by maybe a percent, and so if I get something wrong, I apologize. Now, the chord progression. Now let's talk about it. So what is a chord progression? Usually when I'm talking about chord progression, it has to deal with vocals. Being that I've been a part of vocal teaching as well as being a vocal student for about 8 years, I feel like I know a thing or two. So, I mean, I don't want to come across as being snobbish or I know more than you. Which obviously there is a lot more to know in a vocal field that I don't even know. So when I try to explain things, I of course will define them, so hopefully you will be educated as well, and you might know things that you probably have never known. It'll just be a fun fact. So when I talk about chord progression, It has to be something that has to deal with vocally and instrumentally. And it doesn't have to deal with a beat drop necessarily, because we all know what a beat drop is. But a chord progression is something that carries out through the song to where you could hear, like, you don't need the instrumental, but it's something that needs to work together, meaning that the vocalization and the instrumentals come together to where they could work separately, but when they come together, it's even better. That's why I like to say that in travel, it's nicely executed and balanced. Now, with travel, it, like I said, it was a beach vacation song. It's a very like something like you could just take it to the beach, and it's an ultimate like feel good chill song. Nothing for the nightclub, because let's be honest, moves have a better taste than that. We don't need something that's blasting in our faces. That's what Mamamoo is. It's not nightclub music. Mamamoo are, they are artists, okay? That's what they are. Now, the beat drop. This is the transition to the chorus, to where it's something that, it's like a build up and then it drops. And it could be a pleasant drop or it could be a bad drop. And actually, I could probably explain that later, but for now, let's just stick with our first course. So, the beat drop was very nice. It was like, it again, definite beach vibes. It was like a soft drop, kind of like a small little splash into the ocean, if you will. And the drums and that were used, as well as a sound mixer and guitar, you'll find that the guitar is probably the most, like, I'm looking through my script right now and I had to go back and listen to all the songs. You'll find that the guitar is used in every single song, I believe. I think? No. Just, I think, okay, because there's like five songs, so it's used in four of them. Now, the guitar is the most frequently used instrument, which is something I will get into because okay, if I remember right, there are, like, obviously, there are different types of guitars, but the thing is that the guitar can be used in so many different ways, as well, like a standard guitar, just as a piano can be used in so many different ways. Which I'm really glad that Mamamoo went the lengths to experience the, or even show us how a one instrument can be used in different ways, to where it's like it's not like they're like copying off of other songs, but they're showing you like the different tastes that a guitar can bring. Now, so when I said that the drums, the sound mixer, and guitar were they used in a pleasing way? And of course they were. I think travel really brings that summer, like, kind of like an afternoon type of song. It's not too bright and it's not too loud, but it's right there. And I also wanted to do a dance prediction as well. I know, actually, I probably should have said this before. I forgot. It's in my script too, but I am only going to be doing songs only. So for like Aya, I won't be covering the MV. I might put out a poll asking if you guys want me to cover the MV. But for now, we're just going to be doing song review, and that's it. So for dance prediction for travel, I wrote something slower to match the downbeat. Now, you might be asking, what is a downbeat? Okay, so I'm trying to think. Okay, this is one way I could explain it. If anyone has watched, or well, it's not watched, but I am a huge Nintendo nerd and I really like the Mario games. So if you know that one tune, it goes like, okay, and pardon me because it's gonna sound really bad because I haven't done any warm-ups in a very long time, but it's like dun 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 dun, like that done at the end, that's the downbeat. So I'm trying to think like for a dance prediction. So something slower to match the downbeat. But the thing is that it could be either a slow dance or a quicker dance. Now, knowing Mamamoo, they mostly focus on their vocals and not the dance moves. So we'll have to keep we'll have to keep out like a watch for that. Now, I also had a question. Are there any negatives to this song? Now, usually, I don't really like to point out negatives, but mostly I like to call negatives improvements because in the music world, obviously, criticism is something that people can take chaotically or positively. And we don't really like to use terms like negative because you should always want to improve yourself. So instead, what improvements could we make to travel? Now, obviously, I've given nothing it but praise, but I didn't really find any message behind it. And usually, Mamamoo always gives us a message behind our songs. But to me, this just seems more like a feel-good song, kind of like Dinga. You know, or there's nothing really behind it. It's just kind of just have fun. Just this is what you get. So, anyways, there was no real message behind it. I kind of wish there was, but you know what? We need to get on to the appetizer. Welcome, welcome, and here we are with the appetizer, Aya. Now, this is my hot take, real quick, because of course we need to just get right into it, right? But my hot take is that this shouldn't have been the title track. I know, very, very controversial. But this has been a talk on Stan Twitter for a bit, and we were kind of worrying about as to why this was the title track. Now, we need to talk about it, girlies, because this is a real question that is pondered. I agree with it. I say this shouldn't have been the title track, and you might say, well, then, Abby, what should have been the title track? Well, I think it should have been, well, it should have been Chuck or Travel. And of course, I will review Chuck in a second. But the thing is that in past mini albums, whatever, okay, what am I thinking? Because usually the title track is something that it's like, obviously, it's going to win the awards, right? Well, Chuck is a brilliant example of what Mamamoo is. And again, I will get into that in a second. But Travel is like, maybe, it's not so much as, okay, maybe not Travel as the title track, but maybe, I mean, if Dinga was a part of the album, I would be saying Dinga. But for me, I don't know why. I just don't think Aya is the title track. I never really saw it like that. For me, it's Chuck. I am a Chuck bias. So the line distribution. Kwasa had a 28.44. Solar had a 31.21. Wean had a 25.47. And Moonbyul had a 14.89. So for Aya, there wasn't much rap in it, which is fine. I mean, I didn't really think Aya needed that much rap. So there seems to be a perfect, legitimate reason why the line distribution is fine between Hwasa, Solar, and Wean, but Moonbyul doesn't have much because there's not much rap in it. So the chord progression. I have written down Child of Egotistic, but it's not too similar. So we need to talk about this. This also was another discussion. Moos were comparing egotistic to Aya. And to that, I say you have perfect reason to. If you look at both of them use that guitar sound. Both of them have some weird well, I shouldn't say it's weird, but they have some weird how do I say it? It's kind of like Solar's like brah, like that type of thing, you know, they do that, and they do the Aya, and so they have the vocalization of different noises. The chord progression in this song, it's not too similar to egotistic to be a copy, because listen, Moose, Mamamoo does not copy their own music, okay? And so that's what I was kind of fearing, because Egotistic was the title track of Red Moon, but we moved here, and Aya is the title track of Travel. So I was worrying. I was like, oh no, we don't need that. And the reason why Moose were saying this is because the teasers for Aya were completely different. I mean, if anyone knows how to reach for theories in a teaser, it's Moose. I mean, come on, I'm spilling some real tea here. Because we were coming up, and you girlies know this, I was coming up with theories as to what was going on in this MV. Why was Hwasa trying to hack away at tombstones? Why does Solar have a unibrow? I mean, what was going on? So, anyways, this is not about the MV. I'm sorry. But so the beat drop, like the transition, I have to say there was not much there, but it was nice. And again, I have to say this because the usage of the instruments. So, real quick, I'm just going to throw it out there. They use drums, an Egyptian flute, and guitar, water drop effect, clap track. It all was there, okay? And I have to admit, the chord progression up to the beat drop did not do it for me. And that's why it's like, I don't like to be negative. Instead, we should call it improvisations that they should be able to make. The beat drop only landed me on one single soft beat that was repeating, also accompanied with the flute. That was it. And I was like, I expect so much more from Mamamoo, and it's not, it wasn't terrible. You know, this, I mean, this, these are my initial reactions. I don't think it was terrible, but I also have written down Maria vibes, question mark. And I don't know what I meant by that. Oh wait, no, I do. Okay, so when Hwasa came out with Maria, and we were obviously masterpiece. I loved Maria. When she comes out with that, the smooth transition from her pop beat to the Latin vibes in the guitar, that was like the smoothest transition I've ever seen. And then I want to go to Aya. Now I like to compare them because they have the same, somewhat the same outro, if you bear with me here, because I'm trying to remember what Maria did, I'm trying to remember what Aya did, you know. So what Aya did is they go upwards into this, you know, it's like I said, when you do the beat drop, you go into the slow arch of build up, and then it drops, and then it goes straight into this, like it's and they go straight into a techno beat, and then they start out with the outro, which is kind of, I have to admit, it was very, like, I'm gonna use a big word, bombastic. It was very, like, again, it felt out of place because Aya did not have this beat drop that could accompany it. So that's why I feel like the outro was out of place. And I feel bad because it's like they could have improved so much on their chorus that when that beat dropped in the outro, it was out of place. It didn't feel right. And it was like, what? You know, so not to say that it was like bad, because what I mean is that the outro was so good. I was like, you know, I didn't anticipate it for the entire song. I had no idea it was gonna be there until it was there, and I was like, oh, okay, like I didn't know, but I put in for the improvements that they could have smoothed it over if they wanted to go the route of, like, obviously don't go the route of egotistic, because if they did, then it would have been a copy. But an improvement would definitely be the chorus, because it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's great. It just needs improvement. Now, what did I think of the dance? Now, I did put down here dance predictions, and of course, this script was made before the dance came out, but I put subtle but quick-paced moves. So if you notice, not in the MV, I'm talking about, like, if you watch the music core or the, oh, I don't know what it's called, but just called music core. If you watch their live performances, it's not that the girls don't move much, but they move in subtle, quick moves, like I wrote. And it's nice because it's like, again, it's very Mamamoo-esque. They don't move a lot in there because they focus more on vocals. But in this song, there is not really much vocal to, because there's, again, if anyone's doing the high notes, it's Solar. Because, she's the powerhouse. But if anything, it's talking more as in the subtle and quick movements. And then I want to get to the dance used in the outro. Because again, I'm like, if I even said this to a friend of mine, I am such a simp for the outro. There's no way that we could pass it over. So let's just talk about it. The outro dance moves, I feel like, are not as great as they could be, because this song clearly wanted to go out with a bang, if you can, like, understand. I mean, because of how, like, in your face it was like they were ready to go for it. And then you look at the dance moves and you can totally see that they could do more. Like, when they did the cool, and I had to research this. They recently had did I recently researched that the arm movement in the second repetitive line, that when they kind of swing them back and forth, that is a traditional African dance, which I think is great representation. I didn't even know that. I had to research it, which is very cool. And so they could have done a lot more there. You know why? Like, there was literally this period in the dance when they're just standing there. I mean, come on, girls, like, you gotta move. You can't, like, I love the fact that you've got backup dancers with you and they all happen to be male. Like, that's pretty cool. But, like, you gotta move. You can't just stand there. And moves, you do know what I'm talking about, because they're like, it's when the beat starts, like, okay, actually, I'm gonna compare it again. Remember in Maria, when the Latin, actually, no, not the Latin vibes don't come yet, but it's when it's the beat drops before it, and Juasa's art is moving. She's not just standing there, she's doing movement. But in Aya, when the beat is dropping right before the outro, they're just standing there, and I can't help but, like, I didn't laugh, but I was just kind of like, with this, like, kind of like one of those meme faces. I'm just like, you gotta move. You can't just stand there and think I won't notice. But your male background dancers are moving in front of you, but you really think I'm not gonna see you just standing back there? Like, don't keep in mind, I understand people gotta breathe, they gotta relax. I mean, with an outro like that, you gotta get ready to just have fun with it. But at the same time, they were just standing there. There were no posing, there was no, like, shifting of positions, nada. So to that, I say, girls, I really like the dance. There could have been some improvements in the outro, but now let's get on to the next. On our next journey of the next course is the main salad, which is chuck. Now, the line distribution for chuck is Hwasa has a 42.6, Solar has a 41.6, Wien has a 35.1, and Moonbyul has a 29.6. This is a very good line distribution, and I'm very happy to see it. But this whole song, girlies, we have, what is going on with Chuck? Who is Chuck? I'm looking at the lyrics right now, and they're not talking about any person named Chuck. I don't understand what they're talking about. I mean, I love the lyrics. Like, if I'm to pick a favorite song out of the entire album, it's Chuck. But the problem is that I don't know who is Chuck. Why is the song called Chuck? There's no, like, you know, there could be the action of, like, chucking something, but no, it's just called Chuck, and it's like, this is what keeps me awake at night, you know what I'm saying? But regardless, it's one of those songs that, this is literally what I have written down, okay? Mysterious song, something to get high to. God, when did I write this? This is so freaking old. Okay, so when we're talking about mysterious song, let's not think about the lyrics, okay? Think of the tone, think of the instruments used, think of the chord progression. This is a very, like, it's a very Mamamoo-esque song because you look at the jazzy chords that are used. Keep in mind, there's no piano. No piano. So it's not the classic Mamamoo from Piano Man, Mr. Ambiguous, none of that. It's more just so as showing off how they can do harmonies, which is classic of them, you know? And the beat drop, it's so smooth. It's like, it's just butter, you know? And it's moves right into that chorus, which shows off the jazzy chords, like I said. The instruments that are used is like just your standard beat map, a guitar, and a techno piano, I wrote down? Yeah, techno piano. And it's got a good trap rap? What did I write? Are you kidding me? Okay, sorry. This is what happens when I write a script. It looks like, first off, I don't have the best handwriting, but when I write, like, really tiny, it gets all jumbled, and of course my notes are, like, all over the place. So, I said good trap rap, sorry. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. Moonbyul was doing pretty well when it comes with, like, it was, obviously, I like to think of this as not a ballad, it's more of a mysterious undertoned song. So when Moonbyul came in, she had a kind of a rap, not really, but it was there and it was very nice. And well, I have to actually talk about this because the only, like, improvement I would make about this song is I wouldn't have that random usage of techno piano. Now, don't get me wrong, there is places where it's being used to where it's like a very, like, it's repetitive, but if you hear it, it's like, you know, it's Chuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, no other song has used it to where you might get confused, but in the way, the melody that it's used, you're like, oh yeah, that's Chuck. So yeah, you would know. But there was places where I was like, oh, you gotta cut out the techno piano, because I felt like maybe it was being overused a little bit too much. But the reason why I think I like Chuck so much is because of the, like, it, not that it's too much of a classic Mamamoo, but it kind of brings you back to the jazzy vibes that they were known for, if that makes sense. So, girlies, if you really like Chuck, let me know, because I'm right there in with you. And let's get on to our next course. Yeah. Alright, girlies, for our next course, and the main course is Diamond. And for Diamond, we are going underground because I feel like we are in a cave and we're picking at the rocks for some diamonds. The line distribution is Hwasa with a 38.0, Solar with a 44.6, Wian with a 22.0, and Moonbyul with a 23.2. Now, as far as line distribution, everything seems pretty in order. Solar obviously has a bit more, but we need to talk about this song because, okay, girlies, you know the type of crackhead energy that I have on Twitter. Somebody tweeted saying that Diamond was a very sensual song, and to that I say yes, I totally agree. It's very hypnotic. I wrote hypnotic and sensual in my notes. And then I think someone, oh, what did someone say? They said, like, during, like, oh, yeah, it was something like, during sex, Diamond stays on. And I'm like, oh, and like, well, I can top that. So I quote tweeted them. I co-tweeted them and I said, during sex, the rash hat stays on. And of course, it's like blew up and whatever, but it's just really, really funny. So we need to get back to the song. So sorry. So was Diamond your favorite song? To me, I kind of like, it was like a good, like, if I was to rate it, like, like 1 to 10, it would have been like a 7. And that's like a good place to be, like, and I'll get on to why I gave it a 7, but it's so the beat drop was subtle but nicely done. And like I said, girlies, beat drops can be very risky because not it this isn't like EDM. This isn't techno. This isn't dubstep. This is like where the beat drop is so like predictable, but when you're dealing with like creativity, like Mamamoo, their beat drops can be very risky because not everyone's gonna like them, but probably most people do, majority, who knows. But the beat drop here was very subtle, but like nicely done. And I mean, I could get on to like the whole like technicality of it, but I don't want to bore you, so we'll just leave it at that. The instruments used are flute, drum, and claptrack. And what I mean by claptrack, it's not like a really loud like, it's not that. It's more of a like a professionally made, it's not like something you could find on a beat map, but it's and again, we see the flute being used, which is really cool. What are the improvements that I would make towards Diamond? So, I don't know why it's in there, but it's just in there. It's Solar spelling out Diamond, and I wrote down annoying. I'm sorry if that's a bit harsh, but I just the fact that she like I don't like it. I think it's kind of yeah, it's kind of annoying because she does it if she did it once. Maybe I wouldn't be so irritated, but she does it a few times. So I'm like, well, and she doesn't even just spell out Diamond. She says a few letters after that, and I'm just like, and then I'm getting confused because I'm like, what is English? I don't know. It's not my English, but so I have this listed. I said, what are dance predictions? I have no idea. That's just it. I have no idea what the dance could be for this because I'm just seeing them. I don't even see them probably singing this live, if that makes sense, because you know how like sometimes they don't really sing some of their songs like live. I mean I've tried to find like because let's see. One of my favorite songs from them is Girl Crush. And it's like, so it's I've tried to find them live, and of course they have done it live, but it's only like with the mic. I kind of want to see them do it without the mic so I could see like the dance and stuff, but unfortunately it's always like covered by the mic. So, dance predictions, have no idea. Girlies, what did you think of Diamond? Is Diamond your favorite? Is Diamond not your favorite? Let me know, and let's get on with our final course. All right, girlies, here we are with our final taste, the dessert. And that dessert is good night. Now, good night, unfortunately, I couldn't find the line distribution for it. But, I mean, girlies, let's be honest. This song is just such a banger. And what I mean by banger, it's like me, like, okay, for instance, I am very much into a lot of different music. I came out of the womb listening to Strauss, Bach, Mozart, all this classical music. I mean, I love music so much. And when I hear a ballad, like, it reminds me of classical music, and it gets you in a mood, like you really just want to you just want to start like twerking along to Good Night. You know what I'm saying? It's just like this ballad brings me back to when Mamamoo went, see, because there here's a difference, okay? And I don't necessarily, and I do not encourage this. Please do not compare other groups to other groups. If you do, try to do it in a more positive way, because no one wants a fan war. No one wants it. But when Mamamoo does ballads, can we all just like have a consensus agreement here that no one does ballads like Mamamoo? I mean, really though, when you really think about it, and hey, I challenge you, and I'm not willing to be ignorant on this. Give me a song from a girl group, doesn't even have to be like from South Korea, any girl group, okay, that has done a ballad that could either be better than Mamamoo or they sound like a Mamamoo ballad. Because I have never, the level of creativity that they put in their ballads cannot be matched. I'm sorry. I never have found another ballad that sounds like theirs. But hey, I challenge y'all. Find me a ballad and I will change my mind. Change my mind. Find out. So, the chord progression. Now, all of this, just the ballad, the chords of it, and I even wrote down harmonies, yes, with like three S's. So when Mamamoo does, like, obviously, I mean, classic Mamamoo is like working at those harmonies, but they're not downstepping or upstepping. So I like to like be educational but not be snobby at the same time. So if anyone knows what a sharp or a flat is, now a flat is I can't even show you on a piano, but and yes, I did have to learn piano for music, but anyways, now the sharp is located above a flat, okay? And the thing is that you never want to go sharp in a harmony, and you never want to go flat in a harmony either. Now, Mamamoo has somehow figured out how to be perfect, like right in the center of every note, to be exactly the way. Because let me just tell you this right now, because I feel a little bit scatterbrained, but that's just how, listen, if you are into music, you know how it is. So it is so easy to get out of harmony when you go a cappella. Now, what does a cappella mean? A cappella means you have no instruments whatsoever. And in a subtle way, When you look at now, how does Mamamoo introduce themselves? They say, I say mama, mama, moo. So they do a harmony all the time. So subtly, they're practicing their harmonies wherever they go, which I think is very smart. It's like, it's kind of like, and it's not even a tinfoil hat moment. I mean, that's what they do. Harmonies is their thing. You know, like just how nightclub dance music is Blackpink's thing, Mamamoo's thing is harmonies, retro, and jazzy vibes. That's what they do. And in this one, they manage to hit every, and like, here's the thing, girls, I really hope we get a like a live version of Goodnight. Because if we don't, I'm gonna cry. I already, if you have no soul, if you have not cried to Goodnight already. Because Goodnight, and please forgive me, I believe it's Ween. You know what, actually? Let me check that real quick. Okay, so I was right. It was Ween, and it's such a, and again, it was an a cappella moment. Everything kind of went still. And it's just her voice. And see, the subtle thing about it is that we don't realize how, like, and again, I feel like Ween is the most underappreciated girl in Mamamoo, and she needs that love, okay? And again, she isn't my bias, but she deserves that moment to just kind of isolate the purity of the voice. And not only was it that, but there was no auto-tune to it. It wasn't clear. It was a bit, how should I say? It sounded more live. Like there was no filter added to it, which is amazing. And I love that take, and I hope that we see it live. Also, there was, what did I put for improvement? I said, there's a weird shift from the other songs than to this. Oh, okay. Right, I understand what I'm saying. Okay. So if we were to like, okay. So Chuck, like look at Chuck for a second, okay? Chuck was very mysterious. It had great harmonies, very, very strong. But see, we moved to Goodnight. Goodnight is like, and again, I wouldn't even say this is a negative or an improvement. But Good Night really like is telling us good night. You know, like this is the finale. This is what we're going to leave you with. And it is like it's a nice, I would say, not that it was misplaced. Maybe I should say this. Like, okay, if you're listening to the album, don't put the album on shuffle. Because I don't think that's the way this album was meant to be listened to. It was meant to be listened to in order, and Good Night really solidifies that it is the end, and they do it so well with these instruments. Let's look at these instruments they use. They use piano, they used a cricket background. I think I heard a few like thunder usages. They used a shaker and a soft beat drop. Everything about it, like, is a, I can't really. Music-wise, like musically-wise, there's nothing wrong with the song. It's just that the song in general is that I felt like, you know, it's one of those songs you can't listen to it out of order because, like, for instance, if you were to go from Aya to Goodnight, you'd just be like, wow, that's like a really weird mood shift. Like, maybe I'm thinking of the mood shifts, but if you go from, you know, all the way down from like, what's the order again? It's Travel, Aya, Chuck, Diamond, and then Goodnight. You know, it's like a good amount of emotion that you get to feel. And girlies, for this song, obviously, there is no need for a dance here. Goodnight is strictly a ballad, and we love to see it. Everything, if, like, okay, I understand ballads are not for everyone. But for me, a person who loves all types of music except rap and country, but this is just more so just a Like, it reminds me of something like you would see from Reality in Black. I cannot remember the song. It's not Universe, it's something else. I think it's like 10 Nights. Is it called t what the Oh my gosh. I think it's something like that. But it's ballads are the best. You know, be a bias for a ballad. And okay, girlies, with that, let's get on with my take. Well, girlies, here we are. We are at the final segment, and I'm just gonna call this the digestion and aftermath section because we have just had a five-course meal of absolute beautiful content from our great favorite group of dorks, and let's just have a cup of coffee and talk about it. So this album, so we have 17 minutes worth of beautiful music. Now, if we were to have a full album, we would probably have half an hour, and of course, this episode would probably be a lot longer than it is now. But since we have 17 minutes of it, I've gone over it, and I'd love to hear your opinions on it, of course, but for now, we just need to talk about my take. So, my take on the album is this is a great album. There are a few flaws in it, of course. I don't expect everything that Mamamoo brings out to be perfect, and guess what? I don't expect them to be perfect. It's just kind of a thing where I like to critique music, and even though they are the one group that I stan with all of my heart, I know for a fact that they're not always going to put out great music. But in my opinion, the best song in this mini album is Chuck. And the one song, and I shouldn't say it's their worst song, but the one song that just didn't do it for me was Diamond. Now, I'd love to hear your opinions as well. What was your favorite song? What was your least favorite song? Do you agree with my opinions? Like, let me know. So now we have to go on to a hot take of mine. And of course, I'm probably gonna get slammed for this and all that crazy stuff, but let's just talk about it. Should Have Travel come next year or just not come at all? Now, this is something that's been a hot debate on Stan Twitter, and let me talk about it. For me, as a hot take, Travel shouldn't have come in November. And you might be saying, wait, Abby, why not? Well, I have one word. Dynamite. And this isn't to say, wait a minute, before the army moves, attack me. Let me just say, I was with you streaming Dynamite when it first came out and has won many awards, and I congratulate the army for your exceeding success. But Moose, we need to have a heart-to-heart here. Travel does not have a chance against Dynamite. Because let's be honest, okay, and this isn't to discourage you, this is just me trying to lay out some facts, okay? We don't have the greatest track record when it comes to voting. You know it, I know it, the whole K-pop community knows it. So we are trying very recently to, for the MAMA Awards, for what's it called? Inkigayo, yeah. Inkigayo, yeah, I think that's what it's called, and Music Core, and all of these different dance performance award shows and everything. So it's kind of like Dynamite is going to win all of these awards, okay? And of course, I applaud them for it. There's no animosity there. But the thing is because of our voting track record, there is no way we have a chance against that, which is why I say we should have waited. Like, I think Mamamoo should have waited to release their album probably next year, and they could release Dinga as a single track, like a pre-release single. I wouldn't mind if they, because they haven't won an award with it yet, but I think it's we're trying to stream enough so it's eligible to be on Inkigayo. But as far as that goes, the album should have waited because this, I believe it's being overshadowed, which is very unfortunate. I wish that it wasn't. Which is another hot take I want to get into is that mini albums are risky. And I have a question. Do you think mini albums are risky? Are solo tracks better off? Because think about it this way. If Muse had, like, for instance, I love listening to albums, on the down low, having them on in the background, doing my homework, all that good stuff. But see, if we were streaming, like solo tracks and everything, all of our energy would be focused on that one single track and not a full album, if that makes sense. Usually we like to focus our energy on the single, like the title tracks and everything, but some moves are more focused on Dinga, while others are focusing on Aya. So we need to like figure out which one we want to focus on, which is why I think solo tracks are better off. They have a better off chance on getting the awards and all of that stuff. But I want to know what you think about that, because that's really all I have to say about that conversation. So let me know what you think. Now, another question I have is, were Muse well fed? How did you think that this 5-course meal was palatable? What do you think? Let me know. And what do I think about it is I think Muse were well fed. This is the type of content that we expect from Mamamoo. And again, they always bring something that's creative. We never know what's going to happen. Like I said before with Aya, the teaser was completely driving us a different direction than we did get. So it's kind of like we expect the unpredictableness. We know the formula, but they always add another dash of creativity and uniqueness to it, which is something that we love to see. Now, Muse, let's get on with our outro. All right, girlies, here we are with the outro, and thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this review might be a little bit longer than some others, but of course, it's my mini album review, and I went through each and every song. Tell me, how do you like the format? Do you like it? Did you like my opinions? How'd you think about that? Would you like to hear more about my music knowledge? I mean, I'd love to analyze the girls' voices and teach you all about certain techniques that I know, and I would love to do that. So let me know. I might actually put a poll out, see what y'all think. Do you want to be a guest? I always ask Mamamoo fans. I was recently talking with somebody who might want to be a guest, but of course, if you want to be a guest, you have to let me know. But of course, how will you know how to reach me if you want to be a guest? Well, let me tell you. My Twitter handle is @whatarad radish, and of course, that will be linked in the description, and that is where to reach me. My DMs are always open. If I'm not doing homework, I'm on Twitter. And if I'm not on Twitter, I am jamming out to Aya or streaming, doing whatever I can. So, of course, and you need to stream too. You need to vote. And of course, I always am retweeting everything on how to vote, how to get separate accounts, how to go incognito, all of those things. So you need to make sure that you are voting. So, and another way to reach me is I actually am on Instagram now. So my Instagram handle is @officialmamamoogossipcorner, corner with a K. The K is for K-pop. So I drop my socials, and of course, if you yourself want to be a guest, your social gets dropped too. So by you being on the show, you get followers, I get followers. It's a win-win. And girlies, with that, again, thank you so much for coming and listening to an episode. It makes me so happy whenever I log back into Anchor and I see that there are more listeners joining. And it's just kind of a thing that I've always liked to do. It's just something for me to talk about, my favorite girl group and how everything is going. And I love spilling the tea. I love the drama. Every Mamamoo fan does, and every K-pop fan does, actually. It's not just Muse, but it's just something that I really like to do. And of course, if you want to be a part of it, please let me know. Just DM me and we'll talk. So, with that, I will see you all later. And that's the end of the episode. Bye!